The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
When you move into a new house, you get used to the creaks and squeaks that happen in the house. But what's really interesting for us this time, we've been in the new house now for 3-4 months, is that since it's the exact same as the old house, you would expect the same squeaks and creaks. Of course, it's not the case. We've got a lot of problem with creaking floors in the new house. Now, these houses, the one we live in now, the one we lived in for 5 years prior, exact same house, but I think a lot of it has to do with the actual pieces of flooring that go in. One piece of wood versus another piece of wood. One can end up bowing, and well, the other one won't. And it's kind of hard to get used to because you walk up the stairs, squeak, 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 squeak. Walk into my wife's closet, squeak. Squeaks we have here that we didn't have in the old house. Now, a lot of times I'd say, well, it's because I'm a fat man, but I can hear the cat causing squeaks in the floor. I guess I should be alarmed, but I think that's just the settling. That's just what housing is. It's kind of weird to be living in, well, a different house, but the same house, and have it be a different experience. Does that make any sense?